Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. And we're doing that with our good friend Joseph Muse. We're glad Joseph. We found Joseph again and got him back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Hey, Joe, Business GPS, tell us about it and tell us how we found you online.
Sure. So our website is businessgpsllc.com. And what we do at Business GPS is we help small and medium-sized businesses that are struggling financially, and we do it with a unique model in that we do it on contingency. We only win, get paid, if the business wins. We all serve one thing in our effort, and that is the success of the business. Mm-hmm. So probably helped over 2,500 companies over the last 7 years since I started. Really just a lot of very positive experiences helping people turn their business around.
Well, so folks, check it out, businessgpsllc.com, and Joe, we're looking forward to staying close to you again and learning more from you. I want to, before you go, though, I want you to give us a little bit of a perspective that you have now after many years ago working with China and seeing what's going on right now. When you think of China and the United States, what do you think?
Two completely separate cultures, two completely separate companies, countries. You couldn't find two countries on opposite ends of the spectrum more in this world than China and the U.S.
To be a little specific on that, ethically, sure, is one of the main differences, right? The ethical scenario.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. I remember when I lived there about 10 years ago, they announced that the government, it was a big announcement, Jim. This is 2009 or 2010. The Chinese government had finally decided they were going to buy properly licensed Microsoft products. And I'm thinking to myself, this is 2010, and is news? And I talked to people on my – I had Chinese nationals who worked on my staff, and I said, are you kidding me? It's 2010
I was working for Microsoft in those days. They were one of my clients back in those days. And they told me they announced a big upgrade to Windows – and it, across the globe, and they had like 10 million upgrades in China, but they'd only sold 2 million licenses.
Right. Well, I had people on my staff who were upset that the Chinese government was paying. Why are they paying when we can get it for free?
Yeah.
It's theft. I mean, it's absolutely a different mindset.
They don't think they're doing anything wrong because they think, well, if you let me do it, it must be okay. See, that's the problem with America. Right. See, America assumes you won't take it from me. And if you do, you'll be guilty. You'll feel guilty. You'll know you did something wrong. That's the Western ethics. In the Eastern ethics, and this includes the Middle East, the Eastern ethics is if it's laying on in your backyard and you're not guarding it and I take it and you don't call me on it, then it must be okay. I didn't do anything wrong.
That's right.
And when America turns over our IP to them and we don't complain, we just let them take it, they don't think there's anything wrong with it. That's the reason why I get mad when people say China steals stuff from us. I say, wait a minute, guys, you're mistaken. China just takes it. We let them have it. What do you think? Last thoughts,
Joe. That's correct. We're giving up inches and feet every day that most people don't even realize how much we're giving up every day. To me, it's a losing battle. I mean, it was over when I lived there 10, 12 years ago. I thought, oh my gosh, it's over because these people are unified in terms of how they play
the long game, don't they?
That's exactly right.
They don't have – we have 90 – we have – our economy, at least the Wall Street part is based on a 90-day conference call. They have – they think of in terms of 9 years or 20 years, don't they?
Yes, and very disciplined about it. I mean, we don't have a – we don't have a lot of discipline, in my opinion, in this country.
Yeah,
I think we're used to. We've lost that, but have it in spades.
Yeah, and they have the potential to beat us with that, folks. Hey, Joe, good job today. We're so glad you're back. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely, Jim. Thanks for having me.
BusinessGPSLLC.com. Check out the website. If Joe does it, if he says it, it's right. Joseph Muse, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get him back another day. I got to go for this hour. In the meantime, whatever you do, please come back. But in the meantime, let me remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.